I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs, Hallmark & Company Insurance. When the nation was new, the states were wary of a standing federal army, associating a national army with tyranny. Defense was instead largely the province of organized militias under state control. But the Revolutionary War had revealed the need for a standing national army, and Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution gives Congress the power to establish and fund one. State-level wariness remained, however, and thus so too did state militias. Article 1, Section 8 therefore goes on to say,
Congress shall have the power to provide for calling forth the militia to execute the laws of the Union, suppress insurrections, and repel invasions.
The sometimes confusing dual state and federal control of militias led Senator Charles Dick of Ohio to champion the Militia Act of 1903, which gave federal funding to state militias and created what we now call the National Guard. Though still constitutionally under the authority of Congress, Congress's passage of subsequent legislation gives the president broad powers to activate and command the National Guard. As society evolves, so too do the risks faced by your company. That's why your commercial insurance coverage cannot be considered complete without an expert annual review. Before your next commercial policy renewal, sit down with a Hibbs, Hallmark & Company commercial insurance professional for a no-cost review. Visit HibbsHallmark.com.